And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Pharmacist Ben Joseph writes us and he says, what do you do to lower eye pressure? His eye pressure is way too high.
Yeah, you know, that's another classic sign of messed up blood sugar. Glaucoma, he's referring to a health challenge that's called glaucoma. Most importantly, I would be treating that as a blood sugar condition, and that would be the healthy blood sugar pack. Also, interestingly, THC, marijuana, you'll find CBD and the hemp FX, that's been used to treat glaucoma as well.
Drops too, right?
Yep, that's exactly right, and that's one of the benefits. You know, it wasn't that long ago that marijuana was considered taboo and people went to jail sometimes for a long period of time for even just having some marijuana, possessing marijuana, not even selling it. Today we recognize it as a very important and powerful medicinal substance. Longevity has a product line called Hemp FX, which features not marijuana or not THC, but something called CBD, which doesn't have the psychoactive properties, but also has wonderful pain-relieving, anti-anxiety, sleep-inducing properties, and it may also help benefit glaucoma or intraocular eye pressure.
That is amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing that stuff just grows so abundantly as a weed. In fact, herbs in general. You know, herbs are weeds. The stuff that you spray weed killer for out of your garden, that's all wonderful, wonderful medicine. It grows right in the out of the cracks of sidewalks.
Edgar Cayce, the late American prophet, said eat almonds to prevent, didn't say cure, to prevent cancer.
How did he know that stuff?
What's in there?
He knew all kinds of stuff. Amygdalin. Amygdalin is, they use it for cancer, to help treat cancer. Almonds have some really, really important medicinal substances, anti-inflammatory substances, wonderful source of minerals, potassium and magnesium, also good source of protein, and, of course, omega-6 essential fatty acids. Almonds are a really wonderful food, but don't eat them roasted. You want them raw. You don't want them roasted, because when you roast almonds, you lose a lot of that nutritional value. In fact, when you roast nuts in general, not only do you lose nutritional value, but you turn some of those fats, which are very, very valuable from a nutritional standpoint, into pro-aging and pro-oxidant compounds. So you got to be careful when you cook fats. Doc's been talking about that for years. The idea of cooking fats or roasting fats is really, it's a big problem. In fact, all the oils that you get in the regular grocery store that come in a clear bottle, those are best avoided, and you certainly don't want to be cooking with them.
Let's go to the phones. Wildcard Todd in Bellevue, Washington. Welcome to the show. Hello, Todd. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, George and Ben. Now, Dr. Joel Wallach said on Coast to Coast that he eats a McDonald's burger when he's on the road, and I'd like to ask you about more healthy options for fast food. Now, In-N-Out Burger does not have any freezers, and that's why they call their food In-N-Out. And they're going to be closing their store in Oakland, California, which is their only Oakland location
of
crime.
Crime rates.
And I'd like to have everybody occupy In-N-Out Burger for the remaining days in Oakland, California.
To occupy it, do you say, Todd? I didn't quite catch that.
Yes, everybody go to In-N-Out Burger before it closes in Oakland, California. Whether you're police, fire, the president, the governor, the mayor, George Norrie, Tom Danheiser.
You want to know what a great fast food is? A banana. Or a pepper. A bell pepper.
Where are you going to get a banana at a fast food place?
Ben? Well, you're not going to be able to go to a fast food place. There shouldn't even be fast food places. You know why they call them fast food, George? Because you got to eat it fast. Because if you were to sit there and chew your burger really slowly and feel that gristle and the chunky stuff in your mouth, you wouldn't eat another burger. That's why they call it fast food, is because you got to gulp it down really, really fast. In a healthy culture, we would not have In-N-Out Burgers and McDonald's if we really respected the health of the body. It's funny because I remember 3 or 4 years ago, everybody wanted to wear masks and be injected with all kinds of stuff, but the lines at McDonald's and Taco Bell and Chick-fil-A were just as long. They were longer than ever before. We really have to rethink how we ingest food in this country, and we're paying the price for it. Food needs to be respected. You're taking stuff from the outside of the body and putting it into the inside of the body, the sacred space. It goes through the intestine, it goes into the blood, and there is no way it cannot have a health impact. And by the way, one of the simplest strategies we can use to increase our longevity and reduce our risks of all kinds of chronic degenerative diseases, including cancer and heart disease, the leading causes of death, is to eat less food. George, we only need 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day, even less, and the average American is eating triple that, and largely with high-calorie, nutritionally empty foods. Our food addiction and our irresponsibility with how we ingest food is costing us longevity, it's costing us quality of life, and it's making us miserable, and it's tragically unfortunate. And one of the best benefits of a nutritional supplement program, like the Healthy Start Pack or even just the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is you're not as hungry because you're getting good nutrition. Once you get nutrients in the body, you're not going to want the calories. And this distinction, George, between calories and nutrition is one that we do not make, and it costs us health. Calories are not the same as nutrition. Calories used to have nutrition with it, but over the last 150 years, we have divorced the calories from nutrients, and we're ingesting lots of calories with no nutrients. The beauty of supplementation is you reverse that. You get the nutrients without the calories, and that's why people lose weight and they eat less food when they start a nutritional supplement program. And the Healthy Start Pack is not marketed as a weight loss program, but you will guaranteed lose weight once you start on the Healthy Start Pack.
Next up, let's go west of the Rockies. Connie's with us in San Diego. Hello, Connie. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Connie.
Hello. Hi. I lost a lot of weight almost 2 years ago everywhere except right in my midsection. I have this distended midsection.
Yeah.
And is it bloat?
Well, it could be bloat if you have some digestive problems, if you have irritable bowel issues, or you find that after you eat certain foods, you feel uncomfortable in that area. It could definitely be bloating. But more than likely,
I don't have any of that.
More than likely, it's a sign of what we were talking about earlier, insulin resistance. You know, you'll notice that almost nobody has the same kind of waist size when they're in their 40s or 50s that they did when they were a kid. Why is that different? Why does our waist size tend to get bigger? Why do we get belly fat as we get older? Almost universally, insulin resistance. And that's that whole sequence of events that I talked about earlier where your blood sugar goes up, insulin comes to the rescue, your blood sugar goes down, you eat more sugar, insulin comes back out, and on this goes until your body stops listening to insulin. That's called insulin resistance, and it's the leading cause of chronic degenerative diseases, including the big ones, and a leading cause of death, and the classic sign is weight gain around the middle. So what you want to do is you want to reset your insulin system, and you do that by going ketogenic or going low-calorie and using nutrients that help your body process sugar. You'll reduce that belly fat, you'll add years to your life, and if you have a chronic health challenge, you'll probably improve that as well. So you go ketogenic, you reduce your caloric intake, especially around carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates and sugars, and that includes fructose, by the way, fruit sugar, and you start using nutrients that help your body process sugar, like you'll find in the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, and it won't take long before you start to notice that bloat or that belly fat around that fat around the middle is starting to reduce.
Ben, since you've been doing this over all these many, many years, what has been the most emotional episode you've ever gone through?
You know what? That's pretty easy. I dealt with a kid many years ago, probably 2015, I believe, probably 9 years ago, who had stage 3 colon cancer. And I just talked to him about the intestine. I talked about intestinal health. We talked about probiotics and using nutritional supplementation for the digestive system, eliminating problem foods. And by the way, avocados can be problem foods for some people. Eggplant can be problem foods for some people. Broccoli can be a problem food for some people. So you got to sort of see what foods are causing you problems specifically and then eliminate those foods. I put him on a program. And do you know his stage 3 colon cancer, which is, you know, goes up to stage 4, stage 3 is pretty severe. It reversed, and the kid is now cancer-free. I haven't talked to him
great.
In 9 years, but that was by far and away the most emotional. And just, I can't even describe the kind of good feeling that it gives you when you can help somebody like that. And it wasn't me, and I don't want to take credit for it, George. I always hesitate to take credit for this because it's information.
Sure.
And I don't own the information.
Let's take another text or tweet from you, Tom. What do you have for us?
Hey, Ben, this is from Jason in Atlanta. What's the best thing to eat to speed up my metabolism?
That's a great question. Electrolytes and B vitamins, and that's veggie juices and whole vegetables and small amounts of fruits, and, of course, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is loaded with the B-complex and electrolytes. In fact, B-complex and electrolyte deficiencies are very common, and that is one of the leading causes of slow metabolism, in addition to purely metabolic issues like hypothyroidism. But the B vitamins and the electrolytes are your metabolism speeding nutrients.
Let's go to our first-time caller, Larry in Indiana. Welcome to the show. Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it.
Hey, Larry.
Thank you, Mrs. Ben. I got a question for you.
Okay.
I had some problems in my knees, and I had a couple meniscus tears, I think, in both of them. And so to kind of prolong the surgery or whatever that they was recommending, I went with those steroid shots, cortisone, you know?
They'll give you some temporary relief probably, right?
Yeah, it did. But the thing of it was, you know, is I eat healthy and stuff like that, and I had very good blood pressure. My blood pressure, I remember it being like 115 over 75, and now I got those shots like 2 or 3 months ago. My blood pressure has been high ever since. It was like 98 today on my diastolic.
Yeah, and you know what else? Cortisone or cortisol, those shots they give you, while they give you some temporary relief, in the long run, they will accelerate the degeneration of cartilage and other tissue, and they'll suppress your immune system. So in the long run, while you might get temporary relief, in the long run, it's not a great idea. If you have any kind of joint or inflammatory problems in the joints, whether it's in the knees or in the elbows or the hips, you want to consider that to be a essential fatty acid EFA deficiency. Longevity's got a great product system, I should say, called the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which features these essential fats. Also, connective tissue. You know, everybody's probably heard of something called glucosamine. Longevity's got a great product called the Glucogel Caps, which are almost like a miracle.
Good for the bones.
But not just for the bones, George. Also for wrinkles, for preventing wrinkles. Also for cardiovascular health. Also for the health of the fascia, to prevent ruptures and hernias and prolapses. In fact, Glucogel Caps are a complete anti-aging supplement because they help build a part of the body called the connective tissue. And as we age, the number one part of the body, the most important part of the body that deteriorates, and the part of the body whose deterioration accounts for all of the misery and all of the psychological duress that's associated with aging, is the connective tissue. You know, I'm in the skin business, and let me tell you something. When people start to notice that they're getting wrinkles in their skin, that tends to light a fire under people's behinds much more than when they have other health challenges, and all of that is related to deterioration of the connective tissue. So using the Glucogel Caps and the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack will help you fully for the back, for back pain, for the bones, for the joints, and for wrinkles, as well as for the heart. And you know, George, I've been talking, and I know you get a kick out of this, I've been talking about bone broth for how long? Bone broth is one of the
since the beginning of time.
Pretty much, right? Bone broth is one of the best things you could do for any kind of arthritis pain or joint pain, as well as I mentioned, for the internal connective tissue that holds your organs in place, as well as for preventing wrinkles and for heart disease. So bone broth and the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And also, I forgot to mention this, protein is very important, and we don't get really quality protein except from, you know, steaks and hamburgers.
And chicken,
but we cook those. And so we lose a lot of the protein value when we cook our meats. So this is why protein supplements can be so important. And Longevity has got the most delicious protein supplement you'll ever taste. It's called the TMR. It's made by a friend of mine, Stan and Laura Dennison, his wife, who's a wonderful herbalist. This stuff is so delicious. I got to enjoy it when I was doing my talk over the weekend. I almost couldn't stop drinking the stuff. It's so delicious. And protein is another, ingesting enough protein, like in this TMR, Shake from Longevity, TMR stands for Total Meal Replacement, is a great way to get nutrition without having sugar, and it's a great way to wean yourself off of sugar if you are, like a lot of people, addicted to it.
What does pomegranate juice do for you?
Pomegranate juice is very high in antioxidants, and it's very high in some interesting molecules which are called flavonoids. I don't know if you've heard of these molecules. That have wonderful overall immune-boosting properties. These immune-boosting properties can have really wonderful benefits for helping protect against viral infections and microbial infections, and including the latest one. And also, the molecules in pomegranate juice can be very helpful for people who are dealing with a condition called histamine intolerance. I don't know if you've ever heard of this condition. Histamine intolerance is when your body actually makes histamine. Bacteria in the gut make histamine. This histamine can cause all kinds of inflammatory reactions. For some folks who say everything I eat makes me break out, or everything I put on my skin makes me break out, a lot of that can have to do with histamine being released from the gut into the bloodstream, and pomegranate juice can be one of the best ways to help protect yourself from this histamine response.
Let's take one quick call. Carl in Boston, welcome to the show. Hi, Carl.
Hi, George. How you doing? Seems like it's been a while. Anyway, Farmers Ben Fuchs, I have a question. There's a concoction I've been eating. I've been building up to half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper. I don't know if it's white distilled vinegar juice or apple cider vinegar juice. And a little bit of honey, and there's one more thing I'm forgetting, and I'm wondering if you can help me fill in. And then I had one more question as far as when it comes to cran mango juice and limiting. I'm trying to eat cran mango juice because it's cranberry mango juice and apple cider, the straight apple cider. What are the benefits of those drinks?
Now, are you saying apple cider or apple cider vinegar, first of all? I didn't quite catch that.
Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar is unbelievably valuable for the digestive system as well as a source of nutrients. Just apple cider vinegar alone can help take care of gastroesophageal reflux disease for some people. It'll certainly help your digestion. It'll help you break down proteins, especially if you take it with your ultimate enzymes from Longevity. Cayenne is one of the all-time great herbal supplements, I guess you could say, herbal substances, especially for the cardiovascular system. Helps open up blood vessels, helps improve circulation, great for the heart. I would be a little bit careful with cran mango juice, as well as, by the way, pomegranate juice that we just talked about earlier, because these juices are very high in fructose that it goes into the bloodstream really quickly. You know, people have a misunderstanding about fruit sugar sometimes. We think fruit sugar is somehow benign, but it's not. Fructose is a big, big, big problem. If you're eating it in fruit, you get the fiber and you get a lot of the nutrients that help you process the fructose. But when you're drinking pomegranate juice, which doesn't have a lot of fructose, but mango tends to have a lot of fructose in it, you can run into some problems with the liver, as well as with your blood sugar if you're a diabetes. You know, fructose is handled by the liver. So people who have liver disease or any problems with the liver, they got to be really careful with fruit juices or anything that delivers fructose in a high concentration in a quick dose. We say bolus in the business, quick dose or bolus.
Ben, we're going to take a quick break and come back and take final calls with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. They've been a partner of ours for many, many years. They're good people. How's Doc feeling these days, Ben?
Well, he's doing well. In fact, it's amazing. The guy's 84 or 85, gosh, going on 85.
He's in his 80s. I know that.
Yeah, and you know what? Hasn't been to a doctor in years, doesn't take any medication, and still does Zoom calls and meetings and daily with doc programs all the time.
Takes about 900 supplements a day.
Hey, he's been doing that for a long time. That's right.
We're going to go to calls in just a moment with pharmacist Ben. Tom will have another text and tweet for you. Since you've been doing this for all these years, you just told us the emotional story. What has been one that you're one of the proudest of?
You know, being in the skincare business, I get to help people who have some horrific skin health challenges, especially kids. Severe acne, severe psoriasis, severe eczema. So I got to say, helping folks deal with severe skin problems, that's the stuff that I'm proudest of, because I'll tell you what, George, I've been doing skin since 1980, and I am very, very good at helping people with their skin problems.
I see a lot of commercials on late night television on the weekends and things like that for pharmaceutical products. And the disclaimers scare the living daylights out of you.
You know, when I was in pharmacy school, we watched a movie about a drug that was going to revolutionize the cardiovascular health business. It was the first beta blocker drug. It was called Inderal. Today we call it propranolol, which is a generic drug. But when I was in pharmacy school, this was a revolutionary drug. And we watched a movie. It was an hour-long movie. And the first 15 minutes were about how revolutionary this drug was. And the last 45 minutes was some lady reading the side effects of the drug. And she was reading them fast. And it took her 45 minutes to get through all of these side effects. And I remember thinking right then and there, what the heck have I gotten myself into? Listen, there's no way you can disturb or change or modify the body's biochemistry pharmacologically and not expect to have side effects or adverse reactions. While it's true, some of them are mild, they're inevitable. And what's even worse than that, George, is there are nutritional deficiencies that are caused by the body having to detoxify the drugs, and these nutritional deficiencies themselves can be the causes of health challenges that don't even show up as side effects or adverse reactions. There's no way you can stay on a prescription drug for a long period of time and not expect to have some kind of problems. And that's why I tell people, if you're on a prescription drug for a long, chronically, or as they say, for the rest of your life, your number one health challenge should be to figure out how to wean yourself off of that medication, doing it with your physician. You always want to involve your physician, but you want to make it your number one health goal to figure out how to wean yourself off of that prescription drug.
Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Susan in Roseville, California, on the wild card line. Hi, Suze.
Hi. I have a question. I had a bone scan with a DEXA machine. That's what they use now. And they said I have osteoporosis. I was wondering how accurate those DEXA machines are. And I don't have any problems that I can tell. But is there anything I can do to reverse it? Or
yes, absolutely. You know, osteoporosis gets bandied about as a disease, but it's not a disease. It's just a degenerative condition where the body starts to break down, which occurs over time as we get older, and this is associated with just poor lifestyle. So what you got to do if you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, again, it's not a disease. It's a condition, but it's not an illness. You want to start to build your body. You want to be a bodybuilder, essentially. And everything a bodybuilder does, you want to do. So what do bodybuilders do? Number one, they work out. And when you put pressure on the bone, we talked about anti-fragile systems earlier, when you put pressure on the bone, you generate electrical charges in the bone itself. The bone is a piezoelectrical system. That means it generates electrical charges in response to pressure, and you grow bone. So resistance training is super important. You know, people who go to outer space under conditions of low gravity, they come back with weak bones because there is no resistance there. So putting resistance on the bones is job number one if you want to reverse osteoporosis. But then there's wonderful nutritional strategies you can use. We talked earlier about the healthy bone and joint pack. It's a must-have. And by the way, the bones are connective tissue, and so anything you do to build the connective tissue, if you have arthritis, for example, will also help you with your bone. So using the healthy bone and joint pack is very important, and for anybody who's interested in building connective tissue and bone, you should know, this is very important for bones, vitamin C is critical for building bone. It's the most critical nutrient for building bone, way more important than calcium. And you'll get vitamin C in abundance in the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity as well. And then protein is also important for building bone. The bone is largely made up of a protein called collagen, which, of course, everybody knows of as a skin protein. So using your collagen peptides from Youngevity can help with osteoporosis and help with building bones, as well as the aforementioned TMR protein. lots of ways to build bone. It's not a osteoporosis is not a disease. It's a degenerative condition that's associated with deficiencies as well as aging and sedentary lifestyle.
And Tom's here with a final text and tweet for you, Ben.
Hey, Ben, Francine in West Virginia would like to know what foods are best to take for dry eyes.
Yeah, that's very interesting. As we get older, one of the things that happens is our eyes get dry. There's also an autoimmune disease called Sjogren's syndrome, which you may have heard of, that's associated with dry eyes. Interestingly, there's a film that covers the eyes that's supposed to keep the moisture in, and that film is fatty. So as we get older, using fatty nutrients becomes very important for all the drying that is associated with the aging process. It's not just the eyes that dry. It's also the skin that dries as we get older, and secretions in general tend to dry up as we age. So using fatty nutrients is incredibly important. The ultimate EFAs from longevity is almost like a treatment for dry eye disease, as is vitamin A. In fact, anybody who's taken Accutane, which is a drug that poisons the vitamin A system in the body, will tell you that they get dry eyes, as well as dry throat and dry skin, and dry all over. Digestive secretions dry up as well. So using vitamin A is also very important. You'll get that in the Healthy Star Pack, too.
Fantastic, Ben. You do a great job, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it, George.
First-time caller JT in Kentucky. Welcome to the show. Hi, JT.
Hey, JT.
JT, you with us?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm 65, recently had bypass surgery. My heart was clogged with calcium. What causes that?
Calcium is leaches from the bones when your blood specifically, the chemistry of your blood changes. As we get older and as our body breaks down, we start to become more acidic. Acid is a waste product, and it's it builds up with toxicity, nutritional deficiencies, and aging. Calcium is one of the ways the body protects against acidity. Calcium leaches from the bones, and then calcium deposits start to form in the blood vessels. So there's a couple things you want to do for that. Number one, most importantly, is something called chelation therapy. I know we've talked about this before. That's spelled C-H-E-L-A-T-I-O-N, chelation therapy. You can get that done at a chiropractor, a naturopath, or even an MD. You can also use nutrients that have chelation properties. MSM sulfur, you know, Jeff's got a great MSM sulfur that can help chelate the blood. The aforementioned vitamin C is also a chelating agent. Selenium, I know Doc talks a lot about the ultimate selenium. That's a great key that can help you chelate as well. And then also, blood vessels, when they get weak, the body will patch up those weak blood vessels, especially the little nicks and cuts in the blood vessels, with calcium. And with cholesterol, by the way. So strengthening the blood vessels becomes another very important strategy for helping protect against calcification, as well as cholesterol deposits and plaques. And you can do that with collagen peptides from longevity, as well as connective tissue building supplements that we talked about earlier, as you'll find in the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. So patching up those blood vessels becomes very important. And then last, but most certainly not least, one of the most misunderstood of all the vitamins, and one we don't talk about very much, is vitamin K. And vitamin K has got a very interesting property in that it acts like a calcium magnet to keep calcium in the bones and keep it from leaching out.
Yeah, K's good for the heart, isn't it?
It's good for the heart. It has wound healing properties. It's made by bacteria in the intestine, if you got a healthy intestine, of course, and then you can also supplement with it. And interestingly, sometimes doctors will say if you're on blood thinners, not to use vitamin K, because vitamin K has a blood thickening property. It helps coagulate blood, and the K actually stands for coagulation. But vitamin K is very, very important for folks who are dealing with calcium deposits and plaque formation in the blood vessel.
East of the Rockies, Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, Ben. I want to hit a couple of things. Also, the high eye pressure, there's studies on Google Scholar saying the French maritime pine bark gets good results for high eye pressure. But two questions. One is phosphatidylserine gets some... press saying it's good as a sports supplement and also good for attention and focus. But it is interesting that I think this AD, hyperactive attention disorder, is just a catch-all. I think anybody could be diagnosed with that. And they are giving speed, basically, to the people for this, which is crazy. My second thing is you had touted L-arginine. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking that up, and it says that it's essential for hair growth, speed, and hair follicles. So that seems like if people are losing their hair, you definitely want to take that supplement then.
Arginine is an incredibly valuable anti-aging supplement. Super important for the heart, the cardiovascular system, the blood. Anytime you have something that's going to benefit the heart and the blood and the cardiovascular system, it's going to have benefits throughout the body, including for hair growth. Arginine is essential for growth hormone, and arginine is also very important for, as they say, male sexual performance, you know, ED and that kind of thing. Arginine also helps with blood sugar. Arginine deficiencies are not uncommon. You'll find that, of course, in the Healthy Star Pack and the Healthy Heart Pack. As far as phosphatidylserine goes, really, really fascinating molecule. Similar to another one called phosphatidylcholine, both are very important for the heart. And you know where you find them? You find them in the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. They're both in one of the active ingredients in the Ultimate Enzymes is a complex of these phosphatidyl molecules, lecithin, and you get phosphatidylserine and phosphatidylcholine in there as well. Lecithin is one of the all-time great supplements, by the way, partially because of these phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine that that you're a very smart listener. Joe, I remember talking to Joe before.
He's a good guy.
Joe knows his stuff. And yes, you're absolutely correct. Phosphatidylserine as well as phosphatidylcholine are very important for brain health.
What do pumpkin seeds do for you?
Pumpkin seeds, good source of zinc and essential fats for the prostate. And everybody who's got prostate problems or wants to prevent prostate problems, because prevention is better than reversal, George. You always want to prevent.
That's true.
Be wise to use to enjoy their pumpkin seeds on a regular basis, but not roasted. Raw pumpkin seeds, because once you roast them, you lose those wonderful fats. Pumpkin seeds are also a great source of zinc.
Let's go to Sheila in British Columbia, Canada, on the wild card line. Hello, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hello. How is everybody?
Everybody's fine. We've got only 2 minutes, so take it away.
Okay. I'm a unique phenomenon. I have two hernias. I have esophageal hernia and a umbilical hernia. I've carried this umbilical hernia around for 25 years.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I will be getting surgery after I get all of the other things done. But I listen to you guys, Joel Wallach and Ben Few. I listen to you all the time on my radio. I have no device. I'm just Star 98. And I've learned so much just listening tonight.
Awesome.
And thank you for that. And I'm doing the right thing. I'm finally getting it right nutritionally. And I'm under the care of a naturopath, and she knows that I phone you guys, and she's very open to different forms of treatment and probably has discussed some of the things that have come up tonight. But I'm getting it right, and I cannot believe that this umbilical hernia, I've carried this for 25 years.
Is it protruding through your stomach almost?
Pardon?
Is it protruding through your stomach almost, Sheila?
No, it's not an outie. It sags below. Between my knees and my thighs, apparently surgically, they can remove the bottom part.
We'll get it taken care of for sure. And Ben, we are out of time. We will talk to you in 6 weeks, my friend.
Thank you, George. We'll talk again. Have a beautiful week.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, the toll-free number 1-855-949-7234.